विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमानं करितुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन् आत्मनि मायया बहिरिवद्भूतं यतां निद्रया या साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानम् एव अद्वयं तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः ईदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये यस्यैव स्फूरणं सदात्मकं असक्तकल्पार्थकं भासते साक्षात्तत्त्वमसि इति वेदवचसा यो बोधयस्याश्रितन् यत् साक्षात्करणाद् भवेत् न पुनरावृत्तिर्भवं वो निधौ तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः ईदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये I offer my salutations to that beneficent being who is incarnate as the preceptor, guru. He, the Atman, appearing as the individual soul through the power of ignorance, sees in the waking state as one does in sleep, the universe which in reality exists within himself as something external, like a city seen reflected in a mirror. But in his enlightened stage, he realizes his own self, the one without a second. I offer my salutations to the beneficent being who is incarnate in the preceptor, Guru, the light of whose absolute existence shines forth in the world of appearance, who instructs the disciples with the holy text, that thou art, realizing whom the soul nevermore returns to the ocean of birth and death. From Shankara. Dakshinamurti Stotram. Visham Darpana Drisham. When we stand in front of a mirror, we see the reflection of our faces. Similarly, a drishyam, the scene, this universe which we see, is nothing but the reflection. If anybody slaps on my face, I get pain. But anybody slaps the reflected face on the mirror, I don't get pain because that is drishyo. My face is real. That on the mirror, the face is reflecting, that face is not real, but it looks real. My smile, my cry, everything reflects in that mirror. Similarly, this universe which we see, it is a scene, it is a scenery reflected on the Atman, on the reality. Without Atman, this scene cannot be seen. If there is no mirror, we cannot see our faces. There is a beautiful story in Vedanta. There was a beautiful girl. She was unaware of her beauty. She was so poor that day in their home, there is no mirror. One day she went to her friend's house and found a mirror and saw her face. Seeing her face, she found herself that she was really beautiful. And when there is no more mirror, her experience of her own beauty is always with her. She never forgets that she was not beautiful. That is the way we look at this world. Swami Vivekananda gave another example about the drashta and drishya, the seer and the seen. That if we break the mirror, then I can think about myself, how beautiful I am. He was talking about this mind mirror. When we break the mind, at that time I have only experience of my own self. That Shankara says that in the waking state we see this world, in dream state we live in a dream world, but they are not real. It is like the city reflected in a mirror. What is real? Atman. This whole universe is adhastha, is superimposed on the Atman, so it has reality. Well, how can I experience my own reality? That Shankara says. Tattvamasi iti veda vachasa. Thou art that. Veda vachasa, these words of the Vedas, will give you that experience that you are the Atman. These two verses are so beautiful. It directly focuses on our own self. There's drashta and drishya. If our minds are external, we see drishya. When that external world, we close our eyes and do not see outside, we become one with the drashta. The subject and object are this universe. When there is no object, we become one with the subject. That is our goal. That is the reason we practice meditation. We think about our own self. Om. Bhavatu sahanau bhunaktu sahabiryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastuma vidveshavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding, may love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, 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 beautiful. Panchadashi, chapter 2, verse 58. Panchabhuta viveka, discrimination of the five elements. Bhut. Swami Vigyanananda one day asked one disciple, do you know five bhut? Bhut in Bengali, bhut means ghosts. Five ghosts live with you. Are you afraid of the ghosts? The devotee replied, Swami, you are here, so I have no fear of ghosts. Then Swami said, Ram Nam Karo. All bhoot will run away. Chant Rama's name, all ghost will disappear. Ghost, bhoot. Why is it so necessary to have this chapter? To make us convinced this world is not real. Sadeva saimma idam agrasit. In the beginning was that sat existence, that Brahman existed. Then this creation came through the power of Maya. And now we are entangled in this Maya, and Maya gave us opposite knowledge. The thing which is real, we think that is unreal. Brahman is real, we think Brahman does not exist. This world is real. Anitya, Ashuchi, the thing which is impure, we think that is pure. The thing which is non-Atman, we think that is the Atman. These opposite thoughts, opposite view is created by Maya, and we are there. So we are now, I've got a down engulfed with Maya, and Maya is giving us so much pain, suffering, problems. Still we love Maya. That is the reason it is extremely important to analyze this Maya, what Maya is, and this what creation is, and what where we live in this world. It is extremely important for us to know. That is the reason Vidyaranya Muni started this chapter. Look, this is the world. This Panchi Bhuto, this world is made with five elements. Akasha, the Upanishad already tells us, Tasmad Vayu, Tasmad Atman, Akasha Sambhuta, Akashad Vayu, Vayu Rogni, Agni Rapa, Vaidva Prithivi. From that first evolution, of the Atman is Akasha, space. From space, air. From air, fire. From fire, water. From water, earth. These five elements created this universe. So, what shall we do? We have started to discuss about it. Now, listen what Vidyaranya Muni says, Nidangshopi angsham arepya, Krishna angshe viti beti pritchata, tad bhashayottaram bruti shruti shrotri hitoishini. You see, we discuss these things. Is Maya covered the entire Brahman or not? That is the question that we discussed in our last class. Vedanta says, no. If Maya covers the whole Brahman, then there will be no more liberation. So, actually, Maya does not exist, Brahman exists. Just for the sake of our, we are in the worldly plane, and we want to go to the upper plane. So, all right, Maya is real, Maya is real. Listen, let me give you conviction that Maya is not real. That is the reason these arguments are going on. He says that, Tripadvaisya Amritam Divi, Padvaisya Vishwa Bhutani. One fourth of that Brahman is this universe and beings. And three fourth are unmanifest. Amritam, they are transcendental. See, this is Jeev Jago, the universe and the beings you see, that is all one fourth of the manifestation of that Brahman. So he is arguing. Shruti means Upanishad, the well-wisher of the questioner being asked whether Maya pervades the whole or part of Brahman, speaks of partless as having parts in order to explain the non-dual nature of Brahman by giving illustrations. As I told you, these four things are absent in Brahman. First, drishyatvat. The thing which can be seen cannot be real. Second, angshatvat. The thing which has a part cannot be real. Parichinnatvat. The thing which has a limitation cannot be real. Jadatvat, the thing which is matter, dull, insane matter, cannot be real. So, Vedanta says this, you see, a Brahman is free from these things. It is not a drishya, because it is the eternal subject. Second, it has no parts. We already discussed. Only three ways you can find division. Sagataved, Sajatiyaved, Vijatiyaved. Sagataved means you have a body, but he has many parts, hands, head, legs, chest. There are various parts. That is absent in Brahman. Again, Sajatiya. It's a man, woman, American, African, Indian. This kind of division is not there. Sajatiya. A devdas tree, pine tree, jackfruit tree, mango tree. All are trees. That kind of division is absent. And Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Abijatiya. That is a tree. This is a brick building. This is books. This is table. These kind of divisions are also not there. So there is no division in Brahman. Why? Because the thing you have a division, which is subject to destruction. The thing which is created, one day it will be destroyed. There is no exception to this rule. In this domain of Maya, we are all created. This building was created, this, that. One day it will be destroyed. All creation will end into destruction. So if Brahman is created, then Brahman is subject to destruction. The question of immortality will not arise. Always remember this creation. Creation. A whole science, what they deal with creation. They're talking all the research, all the inventions, all the discovery are coming with creation. Science, you know, physics, chemistry, mathematics, all are connected with creation. That is upper Brahman, that is lower knowledge. What is the higher knowledge? To know Brahman, that is higher knowledge. Shruti Hitoishini. Upanishad works like a mother. The children are ignorant. So mother, the Shruti, is telling, my son, you know, I cannot give you the higher knowledge at first. Let me give you lower knowledge. See this world, this. It is all Maya. At present you may think that, you know, it is all superimposition on the Atman. It is called Adharup. As I told you in the Vedanta class, two things please remember. Adharup, Apavad. Adharup means superimposition. Or Apavad means de-superimposition. Maya covered you. You are the Atman. Maya covered you with five sheaths. And now remove the five sheaths. This is whole Vedanta philosophy. And finally, Jivan Mukti. You are free. This is whole of Vedanta. We are all deluded, confused, superimposed by ignorance. So I am thinking I am a man, I am a woman, I am this, I am that. All these things are superimposition on the Atman that he is talking about. Now, the author, Vidyarana Muni, is now want separation from the truth and the untruth, creation and the uncreated, Brahman. First creation is Akash, space. Space. Swamiji gave a very beautiful example. When does the space begin? The moment you have a body. When does the time begin? The moment you have a mind. you started to think, oh, past, present, future, all this thinking, time. Actually, do you know what? Some days when you have deep meditation, you transcend the body idea. At that time, you transcend the space and time. We experience these things quite often. Sometimes you go see a very interesting movie. You are so involved, you forgot. How long? My goodness, such a long movie. 3 hours I'm watching this movie. You have no feeling of time. So is space. Hey, Swamiji. After Nirvikalpa Samadhi, he was asking, where is my body? His just consciousness just came this part of the body. He doesn't have feeling that other parts of the body. Where is my body? That means he transcended the body idea. Verse 59. I shall not read too much Sanskrit. With Brahman as its basis, Maya creates the various objects of the world just as a variety of pictures are drawn on a wall by the use of different colors. Just see? Beautiful example. Here is a big wall, perhaps fresco. I saw Sistine Chapel in Rome. My goodness, what a gorgeous paintings. Gorgeous. These are all on the walls, various kinds of colors. As we see these various kinds of images with various kinds of colors. So similarly, various objects of the world are painted on Brahman. Let me give an example, you will understand better. You have gone to see a movie. There is a shooting, killing. Somebody is dead. You are seeing blood. Oh, torrential rain. Oh, then blazing fire. You go and touch the screen. The screen as it is. The screen is not burnt. The screen is not wet. The screen is always unperturbed. But the projector, which is projecting the film, movie, they are creating all this creation on the screen of the movie house, that big screen. That is a beautiful example. You know, some years ago, I went to buy a pair of shoes in South Coast Plaza in Orange County. There's a restaurant called Rainforest Restaurant. Generally, parents bring their children. They will sign gorilla and all these various kinds of animals. These are there. So all of we have this table. The next table, a mother brought her 2 children, little, and they had their birthday, and they're eating. All of a sudden, in front of them, a gorilla started to make noise and pounding 2 hands on the chest and making terrible noise. And the child began to cry. To me, that is a false gorilla. It is all computerized. Every 10, 15 minutes, the gorilla will pound his head, chest and make noise. But to that little child, this gorilla was real. You know, I exactly understood what is real, what is unreal. To me, that is unreal. To this child, it is real. Similarly, we are ignorant people. To us, this world is unreal, too real. To Anvara Brahman, this world is zero, nothing, unreal. I give that illustration, perhaps you remember. The unreal guru, through unreal mantra, can remove the unreal ignorance of the unreal disciple. the unreal doctor can remove the unreal disease with unreal medicine, with unreal patient. Doctor is unreal, patient is unreal, medicine is unreal, the disease is also unreal. But the doctor can cure the disease. The guru can remove the ignorance of the disciple through the mantra. You know, this part is very, very tricky. How Maya counteracts the Maya. If you are full of tamas, use rajas. And if you are full of rajas, counteract by sattva. See, gunas, the gunas counteract the gunas. This is the way we understand Vedanta. If you really want to be spiritual, develop your sattva quality. Good quality. So now we understand. This big wall, different pictures and this and that. So this whole unit, it is a screen of the movie house. And we see all the movies, life and all these movements, just like television, you know. Every second those things are moving and changing. Voice is coming. You know, this, when you see the television, you can see this continuously is going on, going on, going on. Are they real? That is the question. Well, we shall have to find out. The first modification of Maya is akasha. Its nature is a space. That is, it gives room to things to exist and expand. Akasha derives its existence from Brahman, its substratum. Akasha. Akasha, space. If there is no space, we have no room. This chair occupies a little space. This book occupies a little space. Microphone occupies a little space. I occupy a little space. This Vedanta temple occupies a little space in St. Louis. St. Louis occupies a little space of Missouri. This Missouri occupies a little space of USA. This USA occupies a little space of the North America. This North America is a little space of these six continents. In this way, we see space inside the space, inside the space, inside the space, inside the space. That is the avakash. Avakash means I am giving you to room to enter here. So first is space. Akasha tal lingat. Akash. Pass. Do you know what Swamiji says? Sapche bodo prithivi. The world is very vast. Tarche bodo samudra. The ocean is bigger than the earth. Two-thirds ocean, one-third land. This whole world. Space is bigger than earth and ocean. And God is bigger than space. And Jebuchi's heart is bigger than God. Because the infinite God we bring in our heart. This is the city of God. Brahmapura, city of Brahman. The infinite Brahman is here. That Swamiji experienced in Nainital. He wrote in his diary, today I solved one of the greatest riddles in my life. I realized the microcosm and the macrocosm are the same. What is this vast universe? That is in this small universe. Look how Sri Ramakrishna gave this illustration. When you cook rice, how do you cook rice? You take one particular rice and press it with your finger. If it is soft, you know the entire rice in the cooking pot are soft. You do not press the all rice in the cooking pot. Similarly, if you know Brahman, you know everything. Eko vijnane sarva vijnanam bhavati iti. Sir, do you know any such thing, knowing which everything can be known? That is Brahman. That is God. You will be sarvajna, sarvabhid. You will know collectively, you will know individually. That is God. So my first modification of Brahman, Maya is Maya. Modification of Maya, not Brahman. Maya is Akasha, space. The nature of Brahman is existence only. Brahman is a spaceless, but Akasha has both a space and existence as its nature. Brahman, existence only, but Akasha has both, existence and a space, two things. Duality begins. The Akasha starts the duality that Vedanta, that if this verse tells us. When it is said Akasha exists, it implies that the property of existing, which resides only in Brahman, is transmitted to Akasha. The existence of the snake, too, in illustration, is not different from the existence. Akasha exists. Air exists. Water exists. Fire exists. Earth exists. I exist. You exist. That very existence is Brahman. When people say God does not exist, but the person who is telling he exists, he cannot deny his own existence, then he would be crazy. Nobody denies his or her own existence. That Vedanta teaches. That very existence is the Atman, Brahman. That is your true nature. You know, we think we our existence, we have so many coverings are there. I am thinking, I am Indian, I am a Swami, I am a monk, I am this, I am that. All these are all superimposition on the Atman. That is the reason Vedanta wants to de-hypnotize us, remove all the coverings, and will tell you this is your true nature. It takes years and years. For the reason Vedanta, the real followers of Vedanta are very few. Very few. Very few people want to know their real self. They will go to the temple, see his gods and goddesses, deities. They try to see God outside. Our Katha Upanishad says, God created these senses so that the mind, and with outgoing tendencies, so that we can see outside. But if you want to realize yourself, you close and shut your senses and behold the self, Atman within. That very few people want. They do not want to see what is within. It needs a lot of spiritual disciplines. You will have to carve a lot of outgoing tendencies and worldly desires to go within. All peace, happiness, joy is within. It is not outside. Sri Ramakrishna says, a dog is biting a bone and the dog's mouth was bleeding and with saliva, the dog was sucking that thing and thinking that all these things are coming from the bone. But it is a dry bone. He is tasting his own blood. That is happening. We think that outside world is bringing joy to me. Never. It comes from the Atman. That is the source. Akasha also has the property of conveying or communicating sound, which Brahman does not have. Thus, Akasha has two properties, sound and existence, whereas Brahman has only one existence. What You remember? Gunas. What is the quality of the akasha? Sound. Sound. My voice is going to your ear. It is going through the akasha, space. What is the quality of vayu? Air. Touch. You feel touch. Somebody is touching me. Or the air is cold air or hot air touching. That comes from vayu. Then space, air. Fire, heat. Heat. Feeling, that you know, heat and cold, this feeling. That is the guna. The quality of the jal, liquid, taste. It comes. And the space, earth, the gunas of the earth is fragrance, nose. Shabda, sparsha, rupa. Fire brings rupa, form. I have the knowledge of your face. I have the knowledge of the table, chair. I have the knowledge of this room. That rupa, it comes through the light, fire. So these are the five gunas. That is the way we see, we perceive this world, through these five senses. Shabda, sparsha, sound, touch, form, juice, rasa, and gandha, smell. These five organs bringing, rupa comes through the eyes. That is fire, rupa. Light, otherwise we cannot see anything. But Brahman does not have all these qualities. It has only one existence. The same Shakti, Maya, which has conjured up Akasha in the real entity, Sat or existence, has also produced the difference between them as of substance and property in the reverse way after having shown their identity. Very interesting. Maya first creates Akasha, then bring about the identity of Akasha with the one real existence, and ultimately makes existence appear as mere attributes with Akasha as its basis, thus transposing their functions. The identity of Sat and Akasha is evident in the expression Akasha exists, which means Akasha is existence. The difference comes out, Akasha is endowed with properties of space-giving and being the medium of communicating sound, which are absent in Sat existence. Akasha's separate existence is due to having the above two properties. This distinction, distinct entity, Akasha is said to exist, or other words, existence of its property. Anyhow, he was trying to tell us that. Do you understand? Do you, you see, even Akasha has two functions. It exists and it has gunas, sound. In Brahman, only existence, no gunas. So it shows these two things are not the same. Though Akasha evolved from Maya. It is Sat which appears as Akasha, but ordinary people and the logicians say that existence is property of Akasha. This is only to be expected, for Maya is the conjurer. You see, he is trying to refute the logician's school. The logicians believe Akasha, space, is real. Vedanta says that space is not absolutely real. Brahman alone is real. Always remember the definition of reality, the thing which exists in the past, present, and future. In the cosmic dissolution, Akasha also merges into cosmic ignorance. Space also merges when you are in deep sleep. This whole world merges into that cosmic ignorance. At that time, no creation. Creation. He is trying to, you know, this part of Vedanta, that creation, this body is created. Is body real? But this body is the temple of God for the dualist. This body is a vehicle. It will take us to our destination, God realization, illumination. This body is very, very important. But the body is not real. Thakur gave that example. There are three robbers, caught a man. First robber, the Tamashi robber, said, kill him. Rajashi robber says, don't kill him. Just tie him with a tree and rob him. The Shatuguna comes afterwards when these two robbers go. He releases this man and says, we are very sorry that we caught you and gave you all this trouble. Please go home. This is the direction, go home. All three robbers, all three gunas are robbers. They're robbing us. They divert our minds to the world. We are now caught in these three gunas and maya. So how we are involved in this world, and now we want liberation. You see, sometimes we think that Swami, what is the discussion about maya, akasha, this, that? Just to remove our understanding of the reality and unreality, which is real. Adau nitta nitta vastu viveka. In the very beginning, you must learn how to discriminate what is real, what is unreal. Do all of your duties. But from the, as Sri Ramakrishna says, from the bottom of your heart, you know, he told him that stay in this world like a maid servant. She does all housework for the master, but from the bottom of her heart she knows her own son lives in her village. It is common knowledge that correct understanding makes a thing appear as it is in itself, and illusion makes it appear differently. That is correct. A thing appears to be quite different after a thorough discussion of the Vedic passage concerned from what it appeared before such a discussion. So let us now discuss the nature of Akasha. Brahman and Akasha are different entities. Their names are different, and the ideas conveyed by their names too are different. Brahman pervades the air and other objects, such as not the case of Akasha. This is what we know to be the difference. The entity, Shad, being more pervading, is the locus or substance, and Akasha, being less pervading, is content or an attribute. When by the existing exercise of reason or intellect, Shad is separated from Akasha, tell me what the nature of Akasha is. It is reduced to nothing. Do you know what he is talking about? He says, you know, Akasha, don't get confused. The Akasha and Brahman are not the same. Their names are different, their functions are different, their quality, they're completely different thing. But they evolve. Please tell me why this Maya and all these things? That is Maya. Inscrutable Maya. Living in the Maya, you cannot explain Maya. Living in darkness, you cannot explain darkness. You will have to bring light. That Swamiji says, Swami, when people say, why Maya? Don't ask. That is irrational, illogical question. The person is asking question, he is in Maya. You transcend the Maya, then you will understand what Maya is. That Vedanta is trying to tell us. Try to realize what is your true self. Then this Maya, shush, will vanish. Kualinam, when the Viveka Chudamani is teaching, Kutravanitam, you know, he's the disciple after illumination telling his guru, hey, a little while ago the world was in front of me, now the world disappeared, where has it gone? After that non-dual experience of Brahman, the disciple was puzzled, asking the guru, a little while ago I saw the world, and now the world disappeared, where has it gone? You know, when we read these things from the Vedanta, we understand where we are and where we'll have to go. A long way to go. For that reason, we talk about bhakti, devotion, love God, this, that, because we are so much body conscious, so much bound by Maya, that all of a sudden, the highest truth will not reveal to us. You see, these classes do one thing. At least it will, in the washing machine, this motor, you know, it rotates like this. So this type of class will rotate our brain and clear all these cobwebs and confusion and delusion. It reminds us what is the truth, again and again. But Swami Vedanta will say, but the truth that we forget again and again our true nature. So the teacher comes and pounds the same truth again and again, again and again, again and again. If you are a student like Shankara and Ramakrishna, in one instruction you will get illumination. You don't need second instruction. But we are so dull-headed, we need classes again and again. One shot. If you argue that Akasha, that Nayayikas, they believe that this Akasha is Nitya. If you argue that Akasha is evident, then we reply, let it be. It is to the credit of the projects of Maya, the appearance of an object which is in fact non-existent is an illusion. Mitha, just as that of an elephant seen in a dream. When you see an elephant or a ghost or something in a dream, when you get up, are they real? If you go to Disneyland, all those things you see in the little world, all the boys and girls are dancing, they are so, they seem to be real. Or the Caribbean pirates, how the pirates are chasing the women. They are so real. But this is all illusion. And people love to see illusion. They buy tickets, $100 ticket to go to Disneyland. We love to see illusion. Or Swami Adi Sharananda used to tell a story. You know, how people love Maya. You have gone to see a magician in New York. Magician will come and see. Here they will put a girl in a box. He will bring a chainsaw. He will cut the wood and see how sharp my chainsaw is. Then he will put the girl there in the box, and he will put the chainsaw cut into two pieces, and then he will open it, and you see the girl is not there. That girl will come from back, hi, I am here. Hi, I am here. You know that girl will not be caught, because you know it is the magician will not catch this. But we love to see that magic. And I paid $50 ticket to see that false play. That is Maya. amazing. That is a beautiful illustration. As there is a distinction between a class and a member of a class, a living man and his body, and the possessor of an attribute and the attribute. So there is distinction between existence and akasha. What is there to wonder at? I am a man, and the whole world is full of human beings. So there is a difference. A class and an individual, cosmic and individual. So a living jiva and the body separate, possessor of my shirt and my body are different. They are separate. And the attribute, your music, you are a musician and music, they are separate. That is your skill, your gunas. But it stays always with your body. When you're not playing any music, I cannot say that whether you're a musician or a football player. You see, the gun ebong guni, shakti, shaktiman abheda. But there he was talking about, this is the way we see, how can we separate them? How can we separate Brahman from Maya? That you are trying to do every day during meditation. I want to think about God, not the world. You are separating the world from God. I am repeating mantra and thinking of the Lord. Worldly thought is coming. No, no, no. You are separating the world from God. We are doing it every day. The more you keep your mind in God, the more God will be real to you. 24 hours a day, how many seconds, how many minutes our mind sustain God? You exactly know. Thakur's mind, most of the... Very funny. Swami Ramlal Dada, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, came to Swami Brahmananda asking, Maharaj, I have a little problem, my property and real estate problem, this and that. I need your advice. Swami Brahmananda said, Ramlal Dada, my mind does not go that place. My mind dwells in such a higher plane of consciousness, I cannot think about the world. You ask someone else who can give you advice. I can't. You know, that man's mind, most of the thing remains in God. So it becomes God conscious. Even 15 minutes, if our mind a day, 15 minutes, if our minds remain in God, you will float in joy and bliss. Just 15 minutes a day. You will get clear picture of your chosen deity in your heart. We see when you close your eyes, we see apsa apsa, unclean shadow. We do not see the clean face of our chosen deity because our minds are so impure. I remember Swami Shraddhananda ji used to tell us, you know, we have a television. It is black and white. I was thinking about that one famous movie actress will come, I shall see her. But it is, my screen is so full of glitches, I cannot see that movie actress. Then I became very angry, I broke that television set and bought a color TV. Maharaj used to make a joke about it. So similarly, when you close our eyes and during meditation, you see what kind of picture comes to your mind. All kinds of things. So many people are blinking all the time. We may ask Swami, this type of Vedantic discussion, what does it do? It helps us, our meditation, understanding about our true self. Anyhow, we shall discuss more about it, that how this space, the first evolution from the Atman, first evolution of the Maya, is that space. If I can nullify a space, if I can nullify a space, other elements will be nullified very quickly. That is the reason he was talking too much about space, space, space. We are fighting for a space all the time. Oh, this is my space, my house. All right, I shall stop here today, up to verse 71. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittur ma amritam gamaya, abhirabhir mayedi, rudra jate dokshinamukam, tinamam pahi nityam, om shanti, shanti, shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, 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 peace.